Pesachim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Zion, 10:7. We now go on to the third of the fourth stages of the Seder, where it says, Mazgulo kol shlishi. We now prepare the third of the four cups of wine, and that will be the cup over which one does Birchat Mazon. As it says, Mevarach al Mazono, he does the benching. Now, there is a machlokas tanaim if one needs to have a cup of wine with him over which he recites the benching. And while that's a machlokas, and indeed the custom is certainly not to do it when one benches by himself, maybe when there's three, or certainly when there are ten, there are customs, yes, two, yes, have the cup of wine. But at all events, everyone agrees that in this context, he should have a cup of wine, because Chazal are masakin the four cups of wine to parallel the four expressions of redemption, Arba Lashonos Geula, and it's proper that we do a mitzvah over each of the four stages with the four cups, and now we're up to the stage of benching, and that's a great time to introduce and do our third cup of wine over the mitzvah d'oraisa of Birkat Hamazon. So that's what happens. Then the Mishnah says, Revi'i, one prepares his fourth cup of wine, v'gomer lav esahalel. With that fourth cup, he will complete the recitation of Halel. You recall that we talked about reciting the beginning of Halel back with that second cup immediately prior to the eating of the matzah. If you say one or two of the six prakim of Tehillim, Beishamai said just the first, Kuf Yud Gimel. Beishamai said Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Dalet, and that's Halach like Beishil, of course. But now we have four more prakim to go, so we're going to recite those as well. Then the Mishnah says, and then the truth is, the Gemara says that there's an additional halal to say, which is referred to as the Halal Hagadol, the Great Halal. That's a reference to Tehillim Kuf Lamed Vav, 136, the chapter of Tehillim that has the refrain, Ki L'olam Chasto, Hashem's kindness is eternal, and it says it 26 times, referring to all the different things that one should be Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, one should praise and recognize the greatness of Hashem and what He does for us. It's referred to as Halal HaGadol, the Great Halal, because it focuses on Hashem's, amongst other things, Hashem's involvement from up high on ensuring that every little creature down here in Olam HaSi, in the world, gets the food it needs to survive. So that's a great Halal HaGadol, and that we recite. Then, V'omer alav birkat hashir. The Mishnah says that after that, one recites birkat hashir, which means the blessing of the song. Now, what that is referring to, that ambiguous term, is a machlokas amoraim. According to Rav Yehuda, it's referring to the bracha that one says at the end of reciting halal in general, meaning on, say, Rosh Chodesh, you say halal at the end, you say that bracha that goes yalucha, Hashem Elokeinu kol ma'asecha, and it ends Baruchat Hashem Melech Mehula b'tishbachos. So that's what you're going to say. That's the Birkat Hashir, the blessing on the singing, and it's referring to the blessing one says after singing the Halil. That's Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says it's actually a reference. First one says Nishmas Kol Chai, the usual that he says on Shabbos and Yom Tov, etc. And after Nishmas, then he says the Yishtabach that we have at the end of our Pesukah de Zimra. And that's the reference of Birchas Hashir, the blessing one says on the song, meaning the song is a Pesukah de Zimra we say every day. At the end of that, we have a blessing on it, Yishtabach. The Bar Tanura says that we have two shitas, but we kind of go like both of them. It's a little strange to say like we go like both of them. We're talking about Machlokas in saying Brachos, because one would be strict probably to do neither as a Safik, perhaps, but certainly not both. The halacha is, like the Rishonim who say that we understand that Rabbi Yochanan was coming to add to Rav Yehuda, meaning he says Rav Yehuda's right that we do say the bracha that we recite at the end of saying halal in general, but we also add Nishmas and Yishtabach, and the halacha is going to follow that, meaning that we're going to say all of the above. We'll arrange it, however, that there'll just be one actual bracha at the end, not two brachas. We don't have two brachas. And therefore, the order, there's actually different minhagim, but the basic order will be, first you'll say those remaining four prakim of Telem, of Halel, the usual Halel. Then you'll say the Kilom Chasto, the 26, that they know, Kuflam Advav, followed by Nishmas, then Yishtabach, and then you'll say Yahalucha, the bracha at the end, until Melech Mulo B'Tish Bachos. And, okay, that's one minhag anyways. Okay. Great. Now, the Mishnah goes on to new points, which is ben kosos halalu, between these cups, meaning between the first set of two we discussed in the previous Mishnayos and the second set of two that we have in our Mishnah. In other words, between cup two and cup three, which means during the course of your Suda. Im rote lishtos yishteh. If a person wants to drink extra wine, he may. In other words, the concern here is that potentially one might get drunk. That's the primary concern the Gemara speaks about. And the answer is, well, during the course of a Suda, while he's eating his food, then that will, the food will sort of come to minimize the effects of the alcohol, and he won't be too drunk to finish his Pesach Seder. There are two other reasons given why we might be concerned. And that is, well, let me hold that thought. Now, that's true by between the second and third. However, Bein Shlishi L'Revi'i, says the Mishnah, between the third and fourth cup of wine, Lo Yishteh, one may not drink. Now, why would that be? Either because we're concerned he's going to get drunk and won't come to finish his Pesach later. That's a primary pshat. But there's other pshat in Brot as well, including that he appears as if he's adding cups. Chazal arranged four cups of wine. And if one would add a fifth cup of wine, that would be no good. Like, looks as if he's doing Baal Tosef and so on. So therefore, no adding cups of wine, lest he look like he's doing the wrong thing. And a third pshat that's brought down is that so that the taste of the matzah should linger in his mouth while he's reciting that halil. So if you drink some after the third cup of benching, he drinks more wine, whatever it is, so then that would take away the taste of the matzah, which would be less than desirable, and therefore we want you not to drink anything. Now, of course, there would be different, depending on which sheet you have, there's nafkaminas. In other words, if you think the issue is just a matter of adding, looking like you're adding extra cups, so then the problem would be cup of wine per se, but to drink beer, I should say beer is not good on Pesach, but to drink whatever else, some other intoxicating beverage other than wine, would be okay. If you're concerned about getting drunk and not finishing the Seder, then it would be wine and any other alcoholic beverage. If you're concerned about the taste of the matzah, it would be every drink altogether. Lahalacha, one is not to drink any alcoholic beverage after he benches. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that anything that's considered chamar medina, like a significant drink for the locale you're in, the kind of things that you could say havdalah on, for example, if you don't have wine. So those things one shouldn't drink also, less looks like he's adding. But things like water, the Mishnah Berurah comes out, yes, you could drink. If you're thirsty, you could drink water. Certainly water wouldn't take away the taste anyways of the matzah. That's halacha.